And it's been a rough fire season in California. Just this year, the state has seen more than 4,400 fires, 1,000 more than usual. And one of those, the Erskine Fire in Southern California, earlier this summer, destroyed more than 250 homes, a grim reminder that many live in harm's way. That threat's likely to grow as California's population increases and more houses are built near fire-prone areas. Sandin Totten of KPCC takes a look at the latest thinking on how to keep those homes safe.
Architect Don Ross is shuffling through maps in the back of his truck.
We are right here.
He points to a small neighborhood in La Crescenta known as Briggs Terrace. It's a dense pocket of homes in between two fire-prone hillsides just above the Sierra Madre Fault with only one road going in and out. His biggest fear? An earthquake that cuts off the road and sparks a wildfire.
It all works together to create a soup of hazards, for lack of a better phrase.
A soup of hazards.
this area has the most hazards.
Ross is a volunteer with La Crescenta's Fire Safe Council. It's a group that helps at-risk communities like Briggs Terrace guard against disaster. He gives me a tour of the neighborhood, pointing out homes along the way that are hardened against fire.
Notice he's got fire-resistant exterior wall material.
That means these homes were built or retrofitted to be fire-safe. They have stucco walls instead of wood, fire-resistant roofing, screens on attic vents, and fire-retardant decks. In a fire-prone area like Briggs Terrace, building codes mandate that all new or remodeled homes adhere to these sorts of standards. But Ross says many of the homes here are decades old, built before these modern codes. There are examples just down the street from the newer fire-ready homes.
I see all these houses with all this wood. This is like eek. But they're older, and you can see shrubs growing right up against houses. You can see some trees that aren't limbed, and there's a lot of fire hazards.
He said unless these homeowners plan to do significant new work on their exteriors, they won't be forced to make changes. That puts them and their neighbors in danger, since a house fire can burn a long time, allowing the blaze to spread more easily to other homes. Alexandra Seifert is a researcher with the Conservation Biology Institute, and she thinks about home fire hazards like these a lot. And I mean a lot.
I have a fire playlist on Spotify.
Like, what's on it?
We've got Ring of Fire, Johnny Cash, Santa Ana Winds by the Cold War Kids, House Burning Down by Hendrix.
Seifert's spent a lot of time studying the popular fireproofing technique known as defensible space. That's the idea that people should clear trees and shrubs directly around their homes and keep larger plants to a minimum for a distance of 100 feet or more. Some experts even suggest mowing down plants for up to 200 feet around homes. But Seifert has studied hundreds of burned houses from past wildfires and found that people may actually be clearing too much.
Within the first 50 to 60 feet, there is a significant chance that it will reduce your risk of burning in a fire. Anything beyond 100 feet provides no significant additional benefit.
She means the chances of avoiding fire don't significantly increase with clearing beyond 100 feet. Seifert also says clearing too many native plants and shrubs can actually increase fire danger by giving non-native grasses an opportunity to spread.
And when embers land on evergreen shrublands, they're much more likely to just go out. When they land on a dry grassland, that's just tinder.
Still, she says research suggests the number one way to keep homes safe from fire is to stop building them in wild areas. People are by far the number one cause of fire in Southern California, with the region's population expected to jump by 4 million over the next several decades. That threat will rise. But trends suggest we'll keep expanding into more formerly wild areas.
I think elected officials would be very reluctant to tell someone who had property that they couldn't put a home on it.
That's Thomas Scott, a natural resource specialist based at UC Riverside. He says unlike federal laws stopping people from building in certain flood zones and state laws stopping construction on known quake faults, no such laws exist for keeping people out of fire-prone areas. Scott says that's partly because fire zones are so common and so much of California is already built out.
The question would be, in the coast ranges of California or in the Sierra foothills, would there actually be an opportunity to say the kind of fire that will come up this canyon will be too severe to fight, so We can't have houses there.
Insurance companies can charge more for structures in fire-prone areas. And the state sticks some rural homeowners with fees to help cover fire prevention costs. But even that's been controversial. Don Ross with the Locker Center Fire Safe Council thinks rules on where you can and can't build aren't the answer.
It doesn't really matter where the edge is. There's going to be an edge between the urban and wild. And I'm very big on property rights. I'm very big on adults making decisions for themselves, as long as they're informed decisions.
Ross says he and others will keep informing those decisions and working hard to make sure those in harm's way have a fighting chance against fire. For Here and Now, I'm Sandon Totten in Los Angeles.